go get it.
The guys on the inside. Green Bay Football Insider Michael Cohen on The Fan is brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
Catches work at The Athletic. Good holiday subscriptions if you want to give the gift of The Athletic for Christmas. You can get a pretty good rate on it. A lot of great content. Ben Fennell, a part of that. He'll join the big show 248 today. And Michael Cohen, three times a week here. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Mike, is it unreasonable to think that the Packers can go down there and win a game against Chicago?
No, I don't think it's unreasonable. I think that, you know, anytime you have a young quarterback in Trubisky and you start to get to the point of the season where, you know, he's been in this position before in terms of, you know, finding himself in the thick of the playoff race and the thick of the division race, all those types of things. Now, it doesn't look like weather is going to be a factor. I think it's actually going to be pretty warm, about 40 degrees and sunny on Sunday from what I saw when I checked yesterday. But it's certainly a time of year where a team that has not been in a lot of these positions is now going to have to deal with the nerves and the angst and the attention and all the things that come with, you know, being one of the better teams record-wise in a division and in a conference late in the season. So I don't think it's unreasonable for the Packers to go down there and win. I think it's maybe a touch unlikely, but I certainly don't think it's unreasonable to expect a team with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback and a good defensive coordinator in Mike Pettin to at least give themselves a chance against a team that has a young quarterback and is inexperienced in this type of run toward the postseason.
20 regular season starts against the Bears for Aaron Rodgers, 68% completion percentage, nearly 5,000 passing yards, 45 touchdowns to 9 interceptions, a passer rating of a buck 08.3. Last four games against Chicago, 10 TDs and 0 interceptions. But as we've talked about, this version of Aaron Rodgers, at least the 2018 version, doesn't seem to be up to the versions of past. The way that I would talk myself into a Packers prediction is, well, Aaron Rodgers goes to Soldier Field and he wins. I don't know how much history plays a part of what's going to happen on Sunday. I try to look at what's going on now, and what I look at what's going on now, Michael, is that the offensive line is a little banged up, and the Bears have a very good pass rush. And so that, to me, is where I see the Bears winning this game. What, if not that matchup, what matchups are you looking at?
Well, no, I think the matchup that everybody's watching is the defensive line for the Bears against the offensive line for the Packers. I mean, if you go back and look at the first half of that game in week one, I mean, you know, Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks and those guys were just dominating the Packers. And that was at a point in time when the offensive line was healthier. So I think it's going to be fascinating to see how this group holds up, because if they're down, you know, any number of starters, and obviously they're going to be down at least one starter with Byron Bell being put on IR, and then, you know, we'll have to see if Lane Taylor and Brian Bulaga play. But the more number of starters that they're down, you know, the more this Chicago Bears defensive front is just going to be licking its chops. And I think with a healthy offensive line, it would have been a difficult task for the Packers anyway. And with an unhealthy one, I think it becomes, you know, borderline unmanageable. So it's going to be really, really tough to see, you know, whether or not they can stand up to, you know, one of the best defensive fronts in football. That's absolutely the matchup that I'm watching.
If the Packers are eliminated, or if they get down big in this game and there's no shot, and you go in the final two games, they have no shot at the playoff spot, even though it's thin right now. Would the Packers at all, do you think, might bench Rodgers just for the final two games? Let's let Kaiser have the final two games?
Unless he's injured, I don't really see that happening. Rodgers was asked if that was something he was interested in doing, and I believe his answer was hell no. So I think he wants to play the rest of the season no matter what, unless he gets hurt.
Michael Cohen of The Athletic joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Chuck and Winkler, you had just written a piece, and I didn't really dive into it yet, but the piece on The Athletic with Joe Philbin being an interim coach, and you talked to a handful of guys that have done that, had to take over a team in the middle of the season. How has Philbin, you think, been handling this process? I mean, he's taken over for a friend in Mike McCarthy. He seems to be very just kind of like open and honest in the press conferences, kind of all like taking in the moment. Is he looking at this as an opportunity to coach again, if not in Green Bay, maybe elsewhere?
You know, publicly he says that he's not, but Joe Philbin's a smart guy, and I think he understands that, you know, this is a big opportunity for him. I don't think it's a coincidence that, he decided that he wanted to call the plays, even though that's not something that he's done in 22 years. He wanted to be able to showcase, if things went well, that he has that skill set in his arsenal, you know, both for Packers management looking at him potentially for this job and also other teams that might be in need of an offensive coordinator or a head coach at any point in time. So I think Joe Philbin has been handling this well. I think he has the right temperament for this. He's not a guy that's going to get too high or too low. He's a guy that has already won over the locker room in terms of the way he carries himself and the way he interacts with his players. So I think he's done a nice job so far. I don't necessarily know if he's positioning himself to be a head coach again. I could certainly maybe see him being a coordinator somewhere else. But I think he's done a very good job, and I think the way he's approached it and the way he has made sure to, you know, sort of take control of this team as much as possible without, you know, coming across as an authoritarian or, you know, a dictator type figure, I think is exactly the approach you need, and I think he deserves a lot of credit for what he's done so far.
Have they done much work at all? Have you learned as far as the new coaching search, brought anybody in, candidates at all, made up a list, anything you know of in that area?
Not yet, no. I don't know of anything in that area. I just saw the reports yesterday that they're not going to use a search firm and that they're going to make the choice based on, you know, whatever list of candidates they've already come up with themselves. That's all I know right now.
Prediction for Sunday, Michael?
I actually think the Packers are going to find a way to get it done. I just think that Rodgers and Devontae Adams can kind of will themselves to this one a little bit with maybe some doses of Aaron Jones if he has any room to run against that defensive front. So I actually think the Packers will pull it out. I think it'll be a really good game, a really exciting game, and one that could go back and forth. But I'm taking the Packers something like 23-20.
All right, Michael Cohen of The Athletic. We'll talk to you about it on Monday.
All right, sounds good, fellas. Have a nice weekend.
Michael Cohen, you too, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.